Well, let's hear now from the ABC's North America correspondent, Connor Duffy, who's following developments. Connor, you're in Las Vegas now. What is the latest on the police investigation into the shooting?
Well, Eleanor, I'm just standing below that 32nd floor window at the Mandalay Bay Hotel where the shooter was armed to the teeth with thousands of rounds of ammunition. The latest update from police is that they've searched his home, which is about a 40-minute drive away, and it too had a massive cache of weapons there, and police believe that the shooter had been planning to carry out this attack for some time on this festival and had meticulously planned his actions. Here's a little of what Nevada Sheriff Joe Lombardo had to say.
In the last briefing, I was unable to tell you what we retrieved from the house in Mesquite. We retrieved in excess of 18 additional firearms, some explosives, and several thousand rounds of ammo, along with some electronic devices that we are evaluating at this point.
So that's Joe Lombardo, the Nevada sheriff. Connor, are police saying whether these weapons were obtained illegally?
A lot of that information is still unclear. We know that he has bought some weapons legally in the past because we heard an interview with a gun shop owner who said that he didn't have any problems passing any checks when he did that. Police have said that some of the equipment that they found up in that 32nd floor hotel room was easily obtainable from gun shops. Of course, some of the weaponry was incredibly powerful stuff, and the mention of explosives from Sheriff Lombardo in that quote, presumably they weren't legally obtained, though, again, all those details are still coming to light.
And did police say how quickly they were able to identify where this shooting was coming from?
There's a lot of confusion still around about that. The mayor said that the SWAT team were able to pin it down within 5 minutes. Other people have said that it took 15 minutes from when the shooting started till when it ended. What everyone agrees on is that it felt like an eternity for the people that were at that country music festival while that played out. But we did get some good detail from Sheriff Lombardo again about the brave officers who stormed that hotel room, and here's what he had to say about them.
There was a team of six officers that approached security. They went up the elevators after discussing the situation with the security and obtaining intelligence, and they checked each floor by floor until they located where they believed to be the room. Subsequently, they approached the room, received gunfire, they backed off, and SWAT responded.
That's Sheriff Lombardo again there. Connor, one of the big difficulties in events like this is identifying the people killed and injured. Are police saying how that is progressing?
So there's a centre that's been set up here for family members to come and check on their loved ones and find out what happened to them for people that are worried about those that might still be missing. Authorities have still locked down the festival site, which is just about 100 metres away from me as well. And a lot of people fled fearing for their lives last night and have left things there. But they've said that no one can return until they've gone through that really painstaking, tragic process of identifying all the people who suffered at the hands of this shooter.
Connor Duffy in Las Vegas, thank you.